Here I am again, in quarantine. I felt a huge need to talk here. Well, this sounded depressing. I'm not depressed. I'm not depressed right now, okay? I just felt like my mind just made like a click, you know? I don't know how long this is gonna be. I have no idea. But sorry. I've come to the conclusion, well, not just right now, but you guys are gonna get it soon. That, well, some of us have ambitions and dreams and all that. Well, most of us have. Almost all of us have. And maybe mine would be like become an artist or become a photographer, which is difficult here in Portugal. It's not impossible. Nothing is impossible. But it's not what I want to discuss here. Is that those things make me happy. Drawing, painting, anything related to art. Music is an art. Cinema is an art. Art interests me. Photography interests me. It's art too, in some forms. Well, some photography is not supposed to be artistic, like photography for commercials, that's not supposed to be artistic. So that's what I mean when I say that can be an art in some way. And I'm gonna talk about school right now, which is related, and you guys will see why. My grades aren't great. My grades are actually a little bit bad, some of them. And I believe in 100% that it's not because I'm not smart enough. It's not because I don't want to have good grades. Maybe I'm a little lazy, which I am. I think we all are, but studying is really not my... Well, I like to study, don't get me wrong. I really love to study, but I really, really deeply hate to study when I'm forced to. And in school, it's all about that. Well, at least in our system here, you are forced. You are forced to know stuff. The teacher says a lot that you have to put things together. It's not about memorizing stuff. It is. It is memorizing stuff. Not always. Understanding makes a big role here. But memorizing does too. Yeah. It's the sad truth that no one wants to say. No one wants to know. The government doesn't want you to know. Wow, I sound like crazy. I sound like those persons that live in those, oh god, what's the name? RVs. Is that the name? I don't know. In the top of a mountain making theories about aliens or stuff. I'm not crazy, okay? Well, maybe a little bit. But I think we all need to be a little bit. Am I right? Maybe not. Anyways, school system, my grades aren't good, I don't study a lot, that reflects on my grades. So, I've been realizing that I can't go in all universities, I don't have the grades to enter all universities. This is something I will have to search more, I have to inform myself better, which I will. And I'm not saying that I'm not going to university. That's what I'm saying, but the point of this podcast, which I will try to get now, is that if I don't get in a university, it's okay. I realize that I can be happy without studying. I will keep studying, you know. I will keep studying art. I will keep studying cinema, music. I will keep reading. I will keep taking my photos. I will eventually buy a camera. I will take photos. I will still do my drawings. I will do my paintings. And I can do all that without being in university. Maybe if I don't study to be a photographer, if I don't study to be an artist, that doesn't mean I won't be. The artistic jobs, it's all about the opportunities. You know, I don't want to get really deep. I don't know. Gosh, my English is failing me right now. But I'm not going to talk about the jobs themselves right now. What I want to talk about is happiness. I felt, and I think a lot of us do, if I don't get to university, then my life is over. And I won't be happy. I will live like shit. And that's not true. Because there are things that make me happy right now. And me not studying university means that those things will end. I can't still do them. Well, if you talk about money, okay, I won't have a super job that gives me super money, quantities of money, you know? But again, I'm not saying that I'm not going to. Well, I'm saying this to myself because you guys don't care if I go or not. I'm saying this to myself, but because I know that there's a fear about not going into one, a fear that if I don't go into one university, that I fell behind everyone. That I fell behind everyone. That's the thing I want to say. And that's not true. And maybe. And this part, maybe it's not about me, but it's about you that you are listening. Well, I have like, what, five people listening to this right now? Not right now, but like five, six people that are gonna listen to this. I don't care. I'm talking to you guys. I'm here to do whatever I want. This is my platform. I'm free to share wherever I want here. And this podcast, like the other ones, maybe are confusing because the thoughts come and I just say them, and maybe sometimes the sentences are not super well made, and my English is not super perfect. Like, super perfect. Is that a thing? Maybe not. I made it up, and I make a lot of mistakes talking, but why do I want to speak in English? I speak in English because there are people that are my friends, and they don't understand Portuguese, so I speak in English. That's the reason. And of course, with Portuguese, I would make better sentences. It would be more organized because, you know, it's my main language. But I'm decent in English, so why not use it? So back again on the studies thing. Grades don't define you. Numbers don't define you. Well, some do. You still have that weight. and the height are yours. So those numbers define you. Of course, it's just an expression. Your grades don't define you. You can have bad grades. That's okay. That doesn't mean you're dumb. I know people that have almost the max grade, and that's because they are good memorizing stuff. And I don't say everyone. Of course, there are people with excellent grades, there are super smart people and super interesting people, but there are also people that are not so interesting because they are good at memorizing stuff. But when we ask them about what's your opinion on this or that happened on the TV, they don't really have a opinion, and I think that's bad. I think that's bad. I think we need to have a word to say about something. It means we can leave our footprint somewhere. We have interests. People that have interest in cultural themes. People that are interested in, well, I'm not gonna give names, but cultural things in general. Those people are attractive. Yeah, I think that's attractive. You know, being interested, not being self-aware of stuff around you. Care about what's around you, you know? People that don't care about anything, I don't know. There's a lot of people in our world that are just filling space for people that would actually care. But I think that's more like a deep stuff. Well, I'm not going to kill everyone. I'm not a murderer, okay? I'm just kidding, you guys. It's just some thoughts. Where else? I got lost here. Oh, the numbers. They don't define you. You're not dumb for not having super grades. Maybe you have dreams. And this is something I say a lot to a lot of people. There's this thing you like. There's this thing you like to do. Maybe you don't have the grades to study that thing. Maybe you don't have the money to pay a university, because it's really, really expensive stuff. It's really expensive stuff. Maybe you don't have the money to pay one. Maybe a lot of maybes. But, and this is what matters. If you like that thing, if you truly love that thing, you will always be connected to it if you don't give up on that thing. Maybe you can study this, but there's this that is kind of related to it. You go there, you're always connected to that thing. People worry that they are not gonna have. Well, there are a lot of factors involved, but people really, really want this in their lives. Some do. And they fear that they are not gonna be as connected or whatever to it if they don't study exactly that thing. That's not true. I'm gonna say it again. If you like it, you'll always be connected to it. It needs to be that love. That love needs to exist. If it does, you don't have to fear anything. If I like drawing, well, drawing is easy. You just keep drawing, you know. If I like cooking, you have the internet to search more about stuff. YouTube is the best thing in the world to learn. You know, I think, I talked about a lot of things. It just, people need to chill, you know? I talked about Jesus, my English, my tongue, I don't know. I talked about a lot of things, a lot, oh my gosh, about a lot of things. Okay, I got it. And I don't really have a conclusion for this. I just really hope that it's not too confusing, because in my head, things aren't confusing, because they are there, organized, but I express them in a not so organized way. But I think you guys can understand. I jump around a lot between the themes, the subjects. I think that concludes whatever I just tried to say. What's gonna be the title? I have no idea. But I will come up with something. I hope you guys I hope you guys liked this. Yeah, you guys can leave me suggestions. Okay, you guys can suggest more subjects that I can talk about. I'm open. I have a lot of opinions to give. Don't be scared to suggest something for me to talk about, to give my opinions and thoughts and everything about it, okay? Because I have a lot of free time. I'm in quarantine. Please help me. I want to leave home. Yeah. I'm gonna end this. 17 minutes. It's not so bad. Could be worse. I've made longer podcasts. So, I thought it would be shorter though. Like 10 minutes. But I get lost. And I lose control on what I'm saying. I talk a lot. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. I guess I see you guys around.